Oh, there was a fruit seller, lady. Lady fruit seller. Oh, she wanted to take darshan of Krishna. Always moving around Gokul to see a glance darshan of Krishna. Oh, she was always. She has heard from here and there that Yashoda has a very beautiful child. So beautiful and sweet. So she made up her mind that I must see, oh, Nandanandan, Yashodanandan. So he used to go and always trying to see Krishna, taking his basket full of fruits, and she was, oh, follow, you should take fruits. Oh, always meditating Krishna in her mind. Oh, she became absorbed in Krishna beauty and name and everything. She forget, oh, you should take fruit, not that. Oh, by practice, by practice, habit, oh, the basket was there, but not touching. And she was doing what? Govinda Damo Dharamalavechi Govinda Damo Dharamalavechi Govinda Damo Dharamalavechi Govinda Damo Dharamalavechi. Totally mad she became. Oh, Krishna was sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda. If he will hear his name, oh, he cannot sit. He became upset and wanted to go to fruit seller. I'm telling in brief. Oh, this scene and this story is very pathetic. Then Krishna came out of her lap, Mother Yashoda's, and took some grain in his little, small, palms. Krishna was totally naked, but more beautiful than dressed. Oh, only some golden chain was there, but so beautiful. If Krishna is dirty, he is more beautiful. Then if some dirtiness here and there is, oh, more beautiful. So Krishna was so beautiful, naked, and taking some grain in his handful, and he came to that fruit seller. Only two or three grains were here in Krishna handful. And he throws out, in his basket take this and give me fruits. Mm-hmm. The fruit seller saw, oh, very beautiful. As if whole beauty of whole universe has come
in a shape
like a boy. And he was totally absorbed. And then he told to Krishna, oh boy, my dear son, oh, I will give you fruits, but tell me mother, and sit in my lap. Then I will give you so much fruits. Oh, Krishna has so much greed for these beautiful, sweet, yellow fruits. Like mango and so many things.
No?
Perhaps some saliva is coming from the mouth of Krishna. So he was looking here and there. That anyone is looking after me, that I'm going to the lap of this low class of this fruit seller. And anyone hearing that I am telling her, oh mother, give me some fruits. So if anyone seeing, then I will not do. He saw here and there, none was there, none was looking after. When he saw that there is none to look after, at once he sat down on the lap of that lady and told, mother, give me fruit. And at once, quickly, and, oh, where is fruit?
Where are fruits?
Oh, now he was so upset. She forget herself, his body, soul, everything. And he gave so many banana, so many mangoes, and guava, and so many things. And Krishna took like this. In his hands, only two or one are sufficient. So he did like this. If you can know that Krishna showed his mouth to Yashoda and whole universe was there, but his mouth was so small, but yet whole universe, lakhs and thousands of universe were there. So if this handful of Krishna was like a very small, but it can come whole universe in that thousand. So she gave so many fruits to Krishna, and Krishna dancing and went to his mother and gave it in her lap. These fruits were so sweet and numberless now that she was giving to all gopis. But it was not finishing. Oh, more and more it was coming, and so sweet that they have never tasted all the fruits like now. But what became of that lady? She was totally, she forget everything. Anyhow, any Brajavasi came and told, oh, why you are here?
What are you doing?
And what you are doing here for hours and hours? Now it is set. When this is Sandhya.
Evening.
Oh, night is coming, so you should go to your home. Anyhow, she took his basket on his head and she proceeded to Mathura. But in the way, when she reached on the bank of Yamuna, oh, he felt some heaviness in her basket. She took off his basket down and saw it is full of diamond and jewels. Like Chintamani, everything was there. She looked and saw, I don't want all these things. She took it, his whole basket, and fell down, throw into Yamuna, and became mad. What telling? Govinda Dhamo
Dharamadhage Chi Govinda Dhamo Dharamadhage Chi Govinda Dhamo Dharamadhage Chi Govinda Dhamo Dharamadhage Chi.
Oh, she became unmatta, mad, totally mad. He forget his body, his garments even. And where she went, how went? Oh, none saw him, her. Where she went? Oh, Krishna took. She became like mad. And she left her body. And Krishna quickly sent her to, if he can give the position of Golok Vrindavan to this Putana, what he will give to this full fruit seller?
Mother.
So she will be neverer of Yashoda Maiya. And always keeping Krishna in her lap, she give this position. So how Krishna is merciful, you cannot imagine. So our object is to serve Krishna in this way. Oh, our object and the aim of life is this, to serve Krishna. Why I am telling all these things? or it will help you to make the aim and object of your bhajan. Now,